This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hope you all well. Alhamdulillah. Night number 8, 1 week of Ramadan finished. 1 quarter finished. May Allah grant us acceptance and grant us the best of Ramadan still to come. Ameen. Today we move on to the second major sign of Qiyamah, and that is the descent of the true Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salatu salam. And as we mentioned, the Nabi salam, amongst the 10 signs, the false Messiah, Dajjal, and then of course the true Messiah, Nabi Isa. And we just continue with Dajjal, and we said that after Imam Mahdi would unify the Ummah and there would be this great war and there would seem to be some success, Dajjal will be released. And he will cover the earth with his fitna, and basically no one's iman is strong enough to challenge him, subhanAllah. The Nabi says, the only defense you have, no matter how pious, and he's telling the Sahaba, the Nabi is telling Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whoever of you hears of the Dajjal, let him flee from him, run away from him. You will not withstand the fitna that he will bring. By Allah, a man will go to Dajjal, considering himself a true believer, but will instead follow him because of the doubts that Dajjal will create in his heart. And the Nabi Sallam and narrations that the believers, Imam Mahdi and who they are, and those who are with him, they would not be able to fight Dajjal. And so they will flee from him and they will hide in caves and hide away from him. And the Prophet Sallam mentioned forms of protection. The best way to protect you is to know that what we believe in, and knowledge, that to understand that Surah Kahf, for example, the Nabi Sallam, whoever wants protection of Dajjal, if you were to live to the time of Dajjal, you should memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Not have time to go into detail, but what is the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf? It mentions those young men who, when they were faced with tribulation, they couldn't fight it, they couldn't resist it, so what did they do? They went to the cave and they made dua. And so that is part of the understanding. And we mentioned that this dua, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua in every single salah. In the fard salah, every single salah, he made this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, oh Allah, I seek your protection min adhab jahannam, the punishment of jahannam, wa adhab al-qabr, wa min fitnat al-mahya wal-mamat, wa min fitnat al-masih al-dajjal. That we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from the dajjal. Ameen. So, Dajjal will be controlling the world. And it will be at this most difficult point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then allow the descent of Nabi Isa, Jesus Christ, alayhi salam, the son of Mary. Now we talk a little bit about Nabi Isa, and all of you have know about him. Some interesting things about Nabi Isa. The Nabi says in Sahih Bukhari, there were only two people in the history of mankind that were born and were not touched by shaitan at birth. So every single person, when they are born, Iblis immediately, he does something where he touches the baby and he appoints your qareen, your person that will be with you forever, your jinn, companion, except two people. That was Maryam, the mother of Nabi Isa, and Nabi Isa himself. Because when Maryam was born, her mother made this dua, Allahumma inni sammaytuha Maryam wa inni u'idhuha bika wa dhurriyata min ash-shaytanir rajim. She said, oh Allah, I seek your protection over my daughter Maryam and her children. And so this dua of this granny was so powerful that it protected Maryam and Nabi Isa. And so the Nabi says he was not touched by shaitan when he was born. And of his names, he's obviously Isa, the son of Maryam, because he doesn't have a father. And he's called the Masih or the Messiah. What does the word Masih mean? Masaha means to rub. So he's literally the one who is rubbed. What do you mean rubbed? When a person was appointed as a king, he was anointed, meaning they put special kind of oils on him. And this was, you were the chosen one. And so he is the anointed one, the anointed king who will one day rule the world. And subhanAllah, Dajjal is called the Masih al-Dajjal, the false anointed one, because he will also be appointed and he will also rule the world, but he will be out of deception. He is also called the Ruh. Allah calls him in the Quran, Nabi Isa is the Ruh of Allah. That doesn't mean the soul of Allah, a soul belonging to Allah. Right? It's not the essence of Allah. People get confused. And he is called the Kalima. Why? Because Nabi Isa was created with kun fayakun. Allah said kun, be, and he was created. And so Nabi Isa has this high status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that before he was in his lifetime as a Nabi, what was his message? His message was, Inna Allah Rabbi, my Allah is my Rabb, wa Rabbukum, and He's your Rabb, fa'abudu. So worship Him. Hada sirat mustaqim. This is the straight path. This is what He taught, this is what He preached, and this is what He had come to Bani Israel. Bani Israel asked for a Nabi, asked for the Messiah. They were living under extreme difficulty, so Allah sent them the Messiah. And then they rejected Him. And so when they rejected Him, Nabi Isa turned to his disciples and said, my people have rejected me, who's going to support me? And the Hawariyun said that they would support him. Now I just add this ayah because all of you should know, this is where the dua comes. So when Nabi Isa said, who will help me, O my disciples? They responded, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُبَنَا مَا شَاهِدِينَ. What we recite now is the dua of the Hawariyun, the disciples of Nabi Isa, when he said that, people, what the Jews have basically rejected me. And so when they, obviously we know, they then planned to crucify him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Isa, I will raise you up and I will save you. And what was crucified, the person that was crucified, appeared to be Nabi Isa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to resemble Nabi Isa. That's our belief, obviously. And he was not crucified. Yaqeenan, Allah says, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ that he was, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, that they did not kill him and they did not crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّعَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍ مِّنْهِ, that they are in deep doubt. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا, but definitely they did not kill Nabi Isa. Rather, he was raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for appointed time to return again. That is why he will come a second time. Of course, so we said, amongst Nabi Isa, the Jews rejected him and wa'yadu billah said that he's a son of zina. And he is, wa'yadu billah, that they murdered a false prophet. The Christians believe that, wa'yadu billah, he is the son, that he is Allah, in human flesh. And that Allah was crucified and died. And Allah will come back again a second time. That's the belief of the Christians. Our belief is that he is the Masih, born without a father, a Nabi, and a servant of Allah, who was saved from crucifixion, and he did not die, but he will return again. Allah raised him up and kept him as, again, Surah Al-Kahf, the sleepers in the cave, 300 years they slept, and then Allah caused them to come conscious again. Nabi Isa is like that. And this is the same message. The message of the Quran is the message of the Bible. When he was asked, Nabi Isa was asked, oh my master, what is the greatest commandment? Nabi Isa said, basically your Lord is one Lord. You must love that Lord, your God, and with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. La ilaha illallah. Basically he's saying, the most important, this is the Bible, the most important commandment is La ilaha illallah. Side note, so when did Nabi Isa go from being a man to God? Remember the man who established Constantinople, Istanbul, that city that we talked about so much. The man who founded was Constantine. He was the first Roman emperor who became Christian. And when he became a Christian, he called the ulama of the Christians who were all over the world, tell me about your religion. And he found there were so many different groups. So he said, we'll have a pichara, a fatwa committee. And the agenda on that committee wasn't, is this halal or haram, can I do it? Is, what is Jesus? Some said he's a man, some said he's a Nabi, some said he's Allah. And eventually, by decree of the muftis, the priests, they declared that Jesus is the same substance as the Father, that he is a God. And so by vote, by democracy, Nabi Isa was elevated, or we shouldn't say elevated, but he was converted into a God. And so This is, of course, what happened, and his followers eventually went away from his message. Is there anything that mentions he will come again? Is there anything in the Quran? Because the Quran doesn't mention Dajjal. Does the Quran mention Nabi Isa will come again? There is one ayah, which is not direct, but Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمُ لِلسَّاعَةِ, that Nabi Isa is a sign of Qiyamah. Nabi Isa is a sign of Qiyamah. And in another ayah, Allah says that that before Nabi Isa dies, all the Christians and the Jews will eventually believe in him. Right? So let's talk again about Dajjal. So, Dajjal is now ruling the world. And his last objective would be to enter Medina. And we said that when he gets to Medina, he will be blocked. And no one would dare face him except this young person, this teenage boy from Medina will come out and challenge Dajjal. And Dajjal will, at that point in Medina, perform his greatest miracle. And it's amazing, subhanAllah, we say, side note, because he's going to resurrect this man, that Allah had given Nabi Isa the ability to resurrect the dead before, but not now. And now he gives Dajjal the ability to resurrect the dead. This is the fitna. And so Allah will, Dajjal will saw, cut this boy in half, and then bring him back to life. And the people then would obviously see that this is the greatest miracle of Dajjal, and he would be followed throughout the world. At that point in time, Imam Mahdi and his followers are hiding somewhere. And then in Damascus, and Allahu A'lam, why in Damascus, of all places, the hadith mentions, at the white manarat of the Masjid of Damascus. Now when the Nabi said this hadith, Islam was not in Syria. Damascus was ruled by the Romans. There wasn't a single masjid in Damascus. Now there is a masjid that stood there for over 1,200 years, the Grand Masjid of Damascus, and it has exactly at the spot Nabi said, there is a masjid with a white, there's a manarat, the white manarat. The Nabi says, so on a certain day at Fajr, Imam Mahdi will be somewhere else getting ready for Salah, and Nabi Isa will descend with two malaika on each side of him, and he will descend from that manarat. And as he comes down, a smell will emanate from his body, and it is the most fragrant smell, and anyone that disbelieves will basically perish with that smell. And then Nabi Isa will be taken to where Imam Mahdi is about to perform Salah, Fajr Salah. And as the Mu'adhin gives the Iqamah, Nabi Isa will appear. And they'll say, this is Nabi Isa. So, yeah, Nabi Isa, you should lead the Salah. And he would say, no, out of honor to this Ummah, your Imam, Imam Mahdi, will lead the Salah. And Imam Mahdi will actually lead the Salah with Nabi Isa behind him. And shows you the honor. Also shows you the Sharia of Nabi Sallam will remain intact. Nabi Isa is not going to come with a new Sharia. Then when the Salah is done, Nabi Isa will say to them, why are you hiding? Where's Dajjal? We need to go and fight him. And the Imam Mahdi and his companions will say, but we can't. He's basically immortal. And so Nabi Isa says, no, I will deal with him. And so the hadith mentions exactly where Dajjal will be encountered by Nabi Isa. Dajjal will obviously be in Jerusalem. Nabi Isa will go and chase after him. And at a place called Lud Gate, the Lud Gate. And subhanAllah, the Lud Gate is known where it is in Israel. It is where the airport is. So Ajib, that he will run to the airport basically to escape. But he will be overtaken by Nabi Isa. And Nabi Isa will stab Dajjal. And Dajjal will, when he sees Nabi Isa, the hadith says he'll try and melt, he'll melt like salt. But before he can disappear, Nabi Isa will stab him. And that will be the end of Dajjal. And so Dajjal will, after his corruption of the earth, he would be killed. And this is when Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. That Nabi Isa, that before he dies, every single Christian and Jew will then believe in him. Because once he defeats Dajjal, خلاص, now there's only one religion. And the hadith says that he will break the cross, meaning that he will end Christianity. And he will stop the jizya. Jizya is the tax that non-Muslims pay to the Muslims. No more jizya because there's no more non-Muslims. Everybody now is Muslim because he's the Messiah. And for the first time in human history, all of mankind will be united under one religion with the Messiah as Nabi Isa, as the ruler of the world. And he will go to the people who had lost so much. Subhanallah, the hadith says he will go to people and he will speak to them. And because they had lost, you've just come through World War III, you've just fought in Dajjal, all these things. And he will say, your place is guaranteed in Jannah. And he's giving them consoling words when Allah will inspire. Now, he's not a Nabi, so Allah doesn't speak to Nabi Isa directly. But Allah will inspire in Nabi Isa. Allah will mention to him, I have brought forth from amongst my slaves and a group of people, an army which whom none will be able to fight. So a new enemy has now emerged. Just after Dajjal is defeated, Allah will say, I have released a new army of mine that nobody can even fight them. So take the people that are with you to safety and hide in the mountains. And this is the release of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. This is the release of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And we will know, and we'll talk about Ya'juj and Ma'juj tomorrow. But Allah is telling to Nabi Isa, unlike even Dajjal, which you could have fought, you cannot fight Ya'juj and Ma'juj. It's impossible to fight them. So just run away and hide. And we'll talk about them, inshallah, tomorrow. But just to conclude, after Nabi Isa defeats Dajjal, and then he goes through Ya'juj and Ma'juj, he will survive. He will survive past Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And then he will die. And the hadith says he will die a natural death. And he will rule the world for a number of years. And then, subhanAllah, there is a narration which is weak, but it says Nabi Isa will live as a natural person. He will get married and he will have children. And then he will die and be buried in the qabr alongside Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And actually in Medina, besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar, there is a place that they have left, a fourth qabr, which is meant for, inshallah, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So, Allah alam, that is the what would happen in the future. All right, moving to our questions yesterday. Which one of the following is not a major sign? Imam Mahdi is not a major sign. And let's see who won the prize today. So option B. Option B, Auntie Fatima Sali. MashaAllah. Upstairs. And Sali. Keeping in the family, MashaAllah. Okay, today's question. Where will Dajjal be killed? Will he be killed at Lud Gate, Hud Gate, Nuh Gate, or Cape Gate? Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.